Chapter 1. Love I Found in You. Barefoot on the couch, curled up next to me. Oh, I got everything I've ever needed. In you, I found it in you. Performed by Lady Antebellum. Written by Scott Davis Haywood Kelly. Dear Supergirl, I'm in the maternity ward waiting room as I write this. I have 2 hours before the family gets here. 2 hours that I thought I'd have at your side. But they kicked me out of the room because you and the baby were both struggling some. I'm going a little crazy, and I wonder if I can write everything that's in my head before the family gets here, or they come back to tell me you and the baby are all right. I'm all scattered. That's because I'm still thinking of you and how you were breathing a little rough, and how our baby's heart was pattering like a bongo drum. It's hard not to dwell on those sights and sounds, so maybe I'll focus on our past, on the journal you made me read, and maybe that'll help me not go insane while I wait. I don't call you Supergirl as much as I used to. Maybe because, for both of us, it's tied to the time when Jake was alive and in our world for real. Maybe because it's tied to our childhood where there were 5 years between us and more mountains than hillsides. But today, today of all days, I need you to be that Supergirl. For me, for you, for our baby. You've been a Supergirl since I first met you at 5 years old, refereeing our football games in the street, tagging after Jake like he was the sun and the moon and everything in between. Like he was the superstar he was destined to become, and you were his number one fan. Which you are. Which you've never stopped being. And I get that. I'm okay with that. I tried to tell you that last week when you walked into my home office with your journal in hand. I wasn't sure what it was at first. You sat on my lap and placed it on the desk. And let's be honest, all I was thinking about was you on my lap. How every time our skin connects, I'm floored by the sensations of life and passion and home. When you sat down, I was thinking that I was going to get to lose myself in you for a few hours. But when I started kissing you and touching all the places that I know make you moan in the way I so love, you pulled my hands away and put air between our lips. You wanted my attention, and I gave it to you. You ran your hand along the journal one more time and then turned to me with eyes that I hadn't seen that sad in almost 2 years. In almost the entire time we'd been together. And I hated it at that moment as much as I did when I saw you in the coffee shop downtown. You said, "I need you to read this." I frowned because I didn't know what it was yet. You rubbed your hand over your belly. The belly where our baby was sleeping nestled in a home that you had given him or her. That I was in awe of every day since the very first day you told me you were pregnant. "When we first moved in together," you kept going, "you said you wanted me to always remember you loved me right now for who I was, for all I'd been through. But you also wanted me to know you'd never want to take Jake's place, that my love for him was in the picture of him you'd placed there, in the past, in my stars. You understood that I'd always love him, but you were hoping our love could be in the present, our own separate thing. That both loves would be like the two pictures, separate." I nodded, still not seeing where you were going with any of it. "It was beautiful. It made me want to cry, when you know I never cry. It made my torn heart heal faster in that one moment than it had in the entire time he'd been gone." You stopped and kissed me, and I kissed you back, but you pulled away with a finger to my lips. "But the more I think about it, the more I ponder on our new life with this crazy critter, I realize that it really isn't a separate thing. It's really all part of one thing, me. I am the person who loved Jake. I'm not separate. But I'm also the person who loves you, more than I ever thought I could possibly love someone after he left. Maybe even more than him." You were so serious, and I don't ever want you to be that way for long. Not if I can help it, so I teased. I said, "Stop. He'll smite me down from the heavens into a pile of ash." You smiled like I wanted, but it didn't stop you from continuing the campaign that you were waging as if you had to prove it to me, as if I could ever deny you anything you truly wanted. I want you to read this because I want you to see that it is all still me, so that you can see that the love I have for Jake is also tied up in the love I have for you, that it's how I love, all in, rashly, quickly. I thought at the time I started dating you that I was taking it slow, that I wasn't my normal self yet, but I can see now, looking back, that it was exactly me, falling for you as quick as lightning. I don't need to read it, Cam, I jumped in. I see and feel your love every single day. I've never doubted it, not once. And I didn't. I don't. Our love is almost a tangible thing. I feel like we carry it with us everywhere we go, and when we aren't together, it's what draws us back to each other like two intricate puzzle pieces that will only fit one way. The curves and valleys of our pieces were shaped by the time we spent apart, so that when we found each other again, our knobs and slots fit together like a key into a lock. It took time and experience to mold us into that form, but now that we are hooked together, I don't feel any holes. I don't feel like there is a part of you that I don't have because of your love for Jake. I know you don't doubt us, and I'm glad of that, but I still want you to read it so that you can see, like I do, that what Jake and I had, it may not have lasted. It may have burnt so hotly and brightly that we would have been left shells instead of whole people. Before this critter comes into our lives and challenges our love in a different way, challenges me in a different way, I need you to know that our love is stronger than that. Then you kissed me as if I was never going to kiss you in the same way again. As if what I read might change what I felt for you. Were you really worried? Did you honestly think that reading about the love I already knew you had was going to somehow change what I thought about us? How perfectly we fit? You pushed the journal into my hand, ran your fingers through my hair that needed a cut, and then left. Once you were gone, I stared at the journal for a long, long time. Some of me wanted to reject your request, which you know never happens. But this almost felt like if I gave in, you would think that I did doubt you, that I doubted us, that I needed to know what was inside the pages. I didn't. I could have gone our whole life without reading it, but in the end, I did it because you'd asked me to, and there isn't anything more to say than that. Do you know what happened when I read those pages, especially the early pages? I wasn't jealous, not one iota. I was mad. I was mad at Jake, not you, because he wasted so much of your time together. He wasted so much of your love, and for that, I can almost not forgive him. He had you. He saw you. He even felt the bond you both had and repeatedly walked away from it for something as lame as 3 years. Our 5 years isn't going to make me walk away. Instead, it's going to make me hold you closer because, let's face it, men die earlier than women on the average, and while I don't plan on going anywhere, I also don't want to waste one goddamn second of my time with you. Because your love is the most precious gift on this planet, and I am humbled and honored every day of my life that you've allowed your curves and notches to be joined with mine. You were right about one thing. Jake was an idiot. I'm not. I will never take your love for granted. I will make sure every day that I cherish it as it should have been cherished by every man who was ever in your life. Every boy. Because truly, the ones you dated, they were all boys. Just like I was nothing more than a boy when I first met you.